We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slats hits the road to find out who's barking in Berea on 98.5 NCX.
Hey, Barkin and Berea is brought to you by Get Wow Internet 100 with no data caps and the best price at $24.99 per month right now from Wow. Go to wowway.com for all the details. If you live or work downtown, you see them scattered all over. It's the Lime and Bird scooters, and we got together with Browns offensive lineman Eric Cush on, hey, first of all, have you ridden one of these things?
I have. I think I did the birds. I can't remember which scooter I was on, but it was convenient because, you know, I had to go walk 4 or 5 blocks down the road. You know, it was like it's gonna be like a 10-minute walk, or, you know, come on a scooter ride. You know, save my legs, hop on a scooter.
You don't care what brand it is as long as it works, right?
Yeah, I have no allegiance to a scooter company yet. So
how did it work?
You know, you just have an app and it says. I just scan the little QR code or whatever, and you go.
It's funny because I work downtown. You see this thing like parked all over the place. I mean, it's almost like Lime scooter, Bird scooter littering.
But the cool thing about them is they're picked up and left exactly where they need to be. You know, like people take them to where they're going, so it's always in a convenient spot because that's where people are going to use them at.
So you find them more of a necessity than an annoyance.
I don't know about a necessity, but it's really convenient. You know, they just brought a scooter around.
Have you seen the viral videos yet of people throwing them off of garage tops because they're parked, like, outside their door or outside their car?
No, I haven't seen that yet. Uh-uh.
Yeah, one guy, the record, I think he threw, like, 8 or 9 or 10 of them, like, off of a rooftop onto the ground below.
That's pretty crazy. I think you'd be careful doing stuff like that. You might be liable to pay for broken scooters.
How fast these things go? Because you don't wear a helmet when you're riding these things.
I take a helmet with me everywhere I go, just in case I'm riding a scooter or something.
Really? And a bike, too?
Yeah, you know, I every time I'm on an airplane, I wear my helmet. You know, I'm in a car, I wear my helmet. I'm kidding.
What kind of face mask on it? Do you wear, like, a protective shield over your eyes?
So the scooter's pretty quick. I can't remember if they're, 10 miles an hour or something? I don't remember. But they cruise at a nice pace, you know, save yourself some time and energy.
I'll tell you what, those scooters are built for tough. If that can handle the dimensions and payload of 6'4", 317-pound Eric Cush. Hey, Barkin and Berea is brought to you by Get Well Internet 100 with no data caps, the best price of $24.99 per month. Right now from Wow. Go to wowway.com for all offer details. Coming up 1 hour from now, hey, did you get your flu shot yet? Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network has. I have too. And he's not a fan of a needle to deliver anything. We go Barkin and Berea with Doug on that for you 1 hour from now at 8:10.
Slats hits the road to find out who's Barkin and Berea on 98.5 NCX.
And Barkin and Berea is brought to you by Get Wow Internet 100 with no data caps and the best price of $24.99 per month right now from Wow. Go to wowway.com for all offer details. Joining Jimmy Donovan in the booth is our good friend Doug Deacon. Like me, I'm not a real big fan of getting a flu shot. What about you, Doug?
I'm not a shot guy at all. In fact, one of the ironies of playing every game for 14 years is I kind of faint at the sight of blood.
And seriously,
you know, depending what I see. And we were playing a game once, and my helmet came down, and I'm bleeding, and coming to the huddle, and Sipe said, "What the hell happened to you?" And I said, "What are you talking about?" He says, "You're bleeding." Well, the helmet, you know, came down. I looked at it, and I says, "I'll be back in a second. I think I'll get some smelling salts." So I went out for a play, got smelling salts, came back in. But, you know, even in high school, when they give you the TB shot, somebody got mine in the arm. Somebody says, "Is it okay?" And I looked at it. Next thing you know, they picked me up off the gym floor.
But do you get a flu shot every year?
I get a flu shot every year. And I loved Dave at Walgreens. You know, every time they give it to me, I scream, "Jesus, Brandon, you're killing me." And everybody's looking.
I'm the same way, too. Like, I get a flu shot done. I got mine like a week ago Thursday. And I go get my physical done every year. I get blood work done. I pray that the Russian nurses there at St. John's West Shore, I have to lie down. They have to give me a baby needle. You can't be as that pathetic as I am.
No, no, and especially if it's somebody else. I mean, if somebody else is bleeding, I'm party on. But if it's me, okay, I'll see you in a few. Give me some smelling salts.
Even to this day?
Even to this day.
Where'd that come from? They say, like, I guess something happened, you know, like Freudian, or something happened in our early childhood that went to our subconscious memory that we had an aversion to needles. I don't think that happened to us as all, Doug. I think it's just because we just don't like being stuck.
Well, yeah, and a doctor once explained it to me is, you know, you work so hard to get your body in shape and things like that. Psychologically, you're thinking about something else, and oop, there you go. The fellow pharmacist is a lady, and she's a karate black belt, so I've never had her because I don't want to mess with her.
That's what we need, Doug, the anesthesia of a karate kick delivered to the head to knock us out before we feel a thing. We won't feel a thing when we get that stick with the needle. Hey, Barkin and Brea is brought to you by getting WOW Internet 100 with no data caps and the best price of $24.99 per month right now from WOW. Go to wowway.com for all offer details. Hey, now on to this here game, which is anyone concerned or talking about that, you know, the Seattle Seahawks like, they're talking about this game at all with the Seahawks? No. I mean, they're only going to be here on Sunday. Their quarterback, Russell Wilson, currently is the number one ranked quarterback in the league. Hasn't thrown an interception through five games. The Seahawks are 4-1, and Wilson's thrown 12 touchdown passes, completed 73% of those. Meanwhile, all anyone's talking about is Richard Sherman from the 49ers, who, you know, did extend his hand in goodwill to Baker after last Monday's game. OBJ needs the ball more, if not trade him. Freddie Kitchens, only thing missing from him is quoting former Browns head coach Chris Palmer, who rode that runaway train out the door. Who saw what could be a runaway train of a season coming? We could be 2-4 going to the bye week, 2-5 when we play the Patriots the week after. Hey, by the way, sit down. Even if you're driving your car, come to a full and complete stop. The Browns are a 2-3-point favorite this coming Sunday, so says Vegas. Really? The over-under is 50.5 points. I'm betting Seattle puts up 50 points. We score the half. Hey, coverage starts this coming Sunday at 10 a.m. on your rockin' home for Cleveland Browns football, 98.5 NCX with the Rock Out to kickoff. Jimmy and Doug up in the booth of the stadium for 12:50 before the 1 o'clock kickoff. Nathan Zagura. He'll be handshaking and fist bumping everyone in attendance while reporting from the sidelines.